Oahu's abandoned vehicle problem has been widely reported for years and has gotten measurably worse as junkyards either go out of business or determine that disposing of abandoned vehicles is just not profitable. Many of those vehicles come from the military, and the Army's Department of Morale, Welfare, and Recreation has stepped up with a plan that allows soldiers to drop off vehicles they do not wish to keep or sell, which they then inspect, fix up, and sell to incoming soldiers. Beth Ann Kozlovich talked it over with Dennis Duck, Deputy Director of U.S. Army Garrison's Hawaii's Department of Family, Morale, Welfare, and Recreation.
We were asked by our garrison commander, Colonel Stephen Dawson, to see if there was any way that MWR could contribute to alleviating the problem of abandoned vehicles around the base and around the city and the county. So we took a look at what other services were doing. We took a look at what MWR has done in the past, and we came up with this turn-in program.
So how does this work when you have someone who says to you, I have to leave really quickly, here are the keys? Do they get some sort of tax benefit for that?
Their taxes will be up to them as they record the sale of their vehicle at zero, which would help them. But generally, they're going to call our auto skills shop on Schofield Barracks. They will drive the vehicle down there with their appointment, and we will take care of all of the paperwork they need to transfer the title and clear them for departure.
What kind of cars are you seeing?
The types of cars it's going to vary. I mean, it's going to be whatever they own that they can't sell on their own or that they don't have time to dispose of properly. That's the advantage that we're offering them, is to just bring us the car, bring us the keys, bring us the title. We'll get you all the paperwork. We'll get you cleared and get you out of here.
But in terms of, you know, the kinds of cars, are we talking about, you know, trucks or cute little sports cars or things that might be very saleable, but they just don't have time to do it? So that this might be a good deal for somebody else who's coming to buy one of those cars potentially.
That's exactly the benefit of the program. We're looking at soldiers who are really lost on time. The vehicle needs to be in good shape when they turn it into us. So it needs to have a clear title. It needs to be running. And then our folks will assess it there and put it up online for auction. So the benefit to the service member is I don't have to worry about the time it takes me to sell this. I don't have to worry about clearing all my paperwork, all that kind of fun stuff. We take care of that for them. On the other side of the coin, the person who's coming onto the island, who's looking for a vehicle, will have an opportunity to bid and get a cheap vehicle for his purposes while he's here. So we can turn these cars. We can recycle them, if you will, instead of abandoning them on the side of the road.
When you say get a cheap vehicle, how cheap? We are talking about a Blue Book value, under Blue Book value, and if so, how much?
MWR will assign a minimum bid on each vehicle based on what costs we may have put into it and the cost for us to run this program. But other than that, it's really going to be up to the bidders. I can see vehicles going for well under $1,000 in most cases.
Would this ever be open to a non-soldier?
Not yet. Initially, this is going to be open to MWR authorized patrons only, so ID card holders. So it can be all services, not just soldiers. Their family members, contractors, DOD civilians, any current authorized MWR user at this point.
But you clearly are entertaining the idea that it might be open to others in case they need vehicles and might want to get them more cheaply, and that might increase your business.
It could be, but the end result of this is not a business opportunity for MWR. It's really trying to provide a service and trying to reduce the number of abandoned vehicles that are out there. So the services that we provide are geared towards soldiers and the DOD family here. So we'll start there and see what happens.
As you're just starting it this week, how will you measure its success?
By the number of vehicles that are being turned in as opposed to being abandoned. We imagine that this is probably going to start off pretty slow until people get comfortable and get more information on it. U.S. Army Garrison Hawaii has been aware of this problem for abandoned vehicles on Oahu. and has been looking at trying to find a way to reduce these number of vehicles for some time. And they've got communication plans in place now to remind soldiers about their responsibilities, to let soldiers know what they can do with their vehicles, what their options are, and their responsibilities to take care of it in a legal manner. So we hope that it'll start slow but build. And as we get our systems in place and our auction online working and making sure all the kinks are worked out of the program, then we can look at expanding into maybe taking care of some of the vehicles that are already abandoned and putting those online as well.
So how soon do you expect that we might see some data about the cars that are being turned in relative to the ones that you've seen abandoned?
I think it's probably going to be 90 days before this thing is mature enough to actually see if it's having an impact.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing it then. Thank you so much for the time today.
You bet. I appreciate it.
Dennis Duck is the Deputy Director of the U.S. Army Garrison, Hawaii's Department of Family, Morale, Welfare, and Recreation.